Applied Materials says it lost $45 million in its last quarter, but new orders for its chip-making equipment rose. Analysts say it's a sign that the worst is over for high-tech manufacturing. Jason Lopez of member station KQED reports from San Francisco.
Applied Materials says that new orders for its equipment from chip makers actually rose a bit in its last quarter. Analyst Susan Crossley of Wells Fargo Van Casper says that Applied's numbers show that the downturn in tech has flattened out.
The signs are clearly there that things have finally stabilized. I mean, over the past 15 months, we've been in free fall.
Applied Materials is the world's biggest maker of chip fabrication equipment and considered a barometer of sorts for high-tech manufacturing. For instance, when a computer maker sells more computers, it buys more semiconductors from a chip maker, which in turn orders new equipment from a company such as Applied Materials. But Intel sent a minor shockwave through the market when it announced a month ago that it would cut its budget to buy new chip-making equipment by almost $2 billion this year. Elizabeth Hsu of the trade group Semiconductor Equipment and Materials International is upbeat on the market this year and says that budget projections from chipmakers could change.
They don't always necessarily map to, you know, what actually ends up happening in the industry. I think budgets are set at the beginning of the year, announcements are made, but the actual market conditions, the economic conditions are what's really going to dictate what happens to the market.
Analysts expect a recovery to begin for Applied and other chip equipment makers in the second half of the year, and they say a full recovery could kick in by this time next year. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.